two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Trouble outside Corner Canyon High School. Teenagers have apparently been partying at night outside the Draper High School for years now. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayert says police in the school district are cracking down.
Draper police say 37 teens were arrested last weekend alone, and the school district says neighbors have complained and they're worried someone is going to get hurt.
We've seen drag racing there. We've had fireworks and other explosive devices be ignited after hours. We've had loud music being played after hours.
District spokesman Jeff Haney says years of extra security and unmarked police hasn't worked. Now they've changed their trespassing hours and they're also installing gates.
$25,000 to install the gates to restrict access to the campus. And this is a direct result of all of the activity that has been happening.
Haney and police say it's kids from all over the state congregating, and he wants parents to talk to their teens. Lindsay Ayert, KSL News Radio.
Well, they were the Bountiful Braves for generations, but this morning we learned they'll be renamed starting next school year. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has the story.
Principal Aaron Hogue says they eventually chose the Redhawks because it has some local significance, and it also allows them to easily keep their current school colors. Next up will be a hectic summer of replacing signage around the school. An announcement came last November that the Braves moniker was being retired following concerns about the mascot being culturally insensitive and also inappropriate.
The Bountiful Redhawks. Among the names Bountiful rejected, the Bears, the Blazers, and the Lightning. Pfizer wants to start giving COVID shots to kids under age 16. Maria Soleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Pfizer says its COVID vaccine is safe and effective for younger kids. It's now asking the FDA to amend its emergency use authorization to include children from 12 to 15. Pfizer says the side effects are also consistent with those seen in 16 to 25-year-olds. Johnson & Johnson still isn't up to speed when it comes to production of its vaccine. White House COVID advisor Jeff Zients says the drug maker is still waiting for federal approval of its Baltimore production facility in order to boost output.
Johnson & Johnson expects a relatively low level of weekly dose delivery until the company secures FDA authorization.
J&J has said it still believes it can meet its vaccine commitment. The medical examiner taking the stand in day 10 of Derek Chauvin's murder trial, Dr. Baker, conducted the autopsy and determined the cause of George Floyd's death.
The law enforcement subdual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take by virtue of that those heart conditions.
Now the defense claims Floyd died of a cardiac arrest or illicit drug use. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Interior Secretary Deborah Holland is on her way back to D.C. after 2 days touring Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante monuments. Senator Mike Lee was with her, and he says they heard from Utahns who were hurt when those lands were designated by executive orders.
Utahns who live near national monuments, Utahns whose professional livelihoods, whose ability to graze their cattle, to run their businesses have been adversely affected.
Senator Lee says they talked about options to protect the interests of the government and local residents. Prosecutors have ruled three unified police officers were just doing their job when they shot a suspect in Midvale last September. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
This is the shooting of Matthew Cameron Nolden, who wasn't even the primary suspect that officers were looking for. It happened last September when Nolden was the passenger in a stolen vehicle. Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill says Nolden ran away from officers after the tires were spiked, and as he was running, body camera footage shows Nolden pointed a gun at UPD Detective Chelsea Winslow. That's when three officers fired.
They fired five times. DA Sim Gill says the suspect tried to fire at cops, but the safety was on. Two men have been charged with shooting at a Mill Creek convenience store clerk. You might have heard about this incident last weekend at a Mill Creek 7-Eleven. The suspects opened fire after their bank card was declined. They shot six times and missed six times, and the clerk escaped with his life. Police got a good look at the surveillance video and made the arrests. The Biden administration will look at making changes to the Supreme Court.
The White House will set up a commission to study possible changes to the Supreme Court. The move comes as President Biden's facing pressure from progressive Democrats to add seats to the highest court in the wake of a political shift to the right after former President Trump put three new justices on the bench. Six of the nine current Supreme Court justices were appointed by Republican presidents. The establishment of a commission to study the issue was a campaign promise from Mr. Biden, who has never said if he supports court packing or instituting term limits. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Congressman John Curtis says he's concerned about packing the court. He says it'll only politicize and diminish the integrity of the Supreme Court, which will damage public trust in its rulings. KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report, and I believe we have emergency traffic, Ricky Meese.
We do have emergency traffic as the crash continues to be cleared. Southbound I-15 prior to Warm Springs Road. Delays are solid, reaching back to 2600 South Woods Cross. Now we have our second emergency traffic situation of the day for your Friday afternoon drive. This is northbound I-15 prior to the 6 South exit downtown Salt Lake City. It is blocking center and left lanes of traffic, and delays are quickly passing the I-80-201 interchange. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06, the Queen of England is planning her husband's funeral. After the death of Prince Philip this morning, ABC's Maggie Rooley is in front of Buckingham Palace with more.
Normally, a royal funeral would be a huge event that's commemorated widely across the country. We do know that this one's going to be different. Obviously, we're still living in a pandemic here in the UK. We're still under a very strict lockdown. As of now, we do not believe it's going to be a state funeral. We know that was his wish not to have one as well. So most likely it will be a quieter event than normal. But I have to believe that even if it is a quiet funeral, people are going to make a point to still celebrate his legacy.
President Biden offered his condolences on the prince's passing.
Jill and I and the entire administration send our condolences to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II on the loss of Prince Philip. He was a heck of a guy.
He called the monarch a prime example of a man devoted to his country. After a week on life support, we mentioned a short time ago, rapper DMX has died at the age of 50. More from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
DMX's family announcing the death of the Yonkers, New York-raised rapper, who was born Earl Simmons. The family saying he passed away at White Plains Hospital after being on life support, hospitalized April 2nd. In a statement, they called him a warrior who fought until the very end. The hospital says Simmons suffered a catastrophic cardiac arrest. Several reports say DMX suffered from a drug overdose, but the family has not confirmed that. Simmons had a long history of drug abuse.
His record label, Def Jam, issued a statement calling him a brilliant artist whose legend will live forever. A volcano on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent erupted for a second time today. The second explosion smaller than the first, which prompted 16,000 evacuations. There was an ash column estimated to have shot 2.5 miles in the sky. Eruptions could continue for days, even weeks. KSL News Time 5:08. And my minute of news is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. Now that a real housewife has been arrested on federal charges, don't say I didn't warn you. This minute is from a year and a half ago. I left New Jersey 10 years ago, and after all this time in Utah, two questions I get asked. Do you like it here?
Yes.
And are people in New Jersey just like the Real Housewives? The answer is yes. We all splash wine in each other's faces as a form of greeting. The men wear gold chains, mope around looking for a personality, and then they go to prison, while the women lunge across restaurant tables to pull out each other's hair extensions while calling each other four-letter words.
Don't get in my face!
Do not break up my family! You mother...
So, Bravo has announced that The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City debuts tomorrow night. And y'all don't realize that if this show takes off, it's going to define Utah to the rest of the country as much as the Olympics did in 2002. The cast of these shows is typically a bunch of narcissistic, slightly crazy women castigating each other for slights real and imagined in a myopic world of me, me, me.
You better get her back here.
Tables need to be thrown at me.
Now we get The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And the first time a blonde and lacquered mountain cougar dumps funeral potatoes on somebody's head for whatever, their daughter didn't start in the softball tournament, they parked an RV in front of somebody else's house, that is how the entire country will think we behave.
You're crazy!
Because you
are you kidding me?
The sad part is, people in New Jersey are going to ask me, do they really behave like The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City? And I will answer, oh my heck.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Two emergency traffic situations. The first one is a rollover crash still being cleared southbound I-15 prior to Warm Springs Road, causing stop-and-go delays back to 2600 South Woods Cross. As a result, a lot of people are filing onto Legacy Parkway as an alternate, so it's heavy and slow there. And that's going on I-215, I should say, from Legacy, and it's going to stretch all the way down to I-80. Then, northbound I-15, a crash, possible injuries, blocking, I believe, all left lanes now. Center and left lanes of traffic northbound I-15 prior to 6 South downtown. Now, with those lanes blocked, you have stop-and-go delays almost back to 33rd South, where we have a second crash in the mix. It's over to the left shoulder, so essentially northbound I-15, 45th South to downtown, a parking lot. Michelle?
Well, we have a little bit of slowing. This is on the south belt as you're headed eastbound toward I-15. You're going to see just a little bit of delay there between there and Redwood Road. For drivers heading into Utah County, it's looking good there at this point. Still have some construction slowdowns. This is on Highway 40 as you're headed west past Jordanelle. Steve?
And more northbound 15 delays between 6 North and 2300 North Warm Springs Road, leaving downtown Salt Lake City. And also in Davis County, got slowdowns from Kaysville up to Clearfield. Now, if you're on southbound I-15, it is slow and go between Ogden, Hinkley Airport, and Sunset, and from Kaysville down into Farmington. And as Ricky mentioned, we have those overflow slowdowns on the southbound side of the west side belt all the way down to I-80. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. Their technicians helped over 60,000 Utah homeowners last year. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9's. Kevin Eubank now with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report. An hour-by-hour description as we head towards Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, temperatures in the mid-50s under sunny skies. We'll stay there for 6 o'clock and then low 50s for 7 and 8, upper 40s for 9, mid-40s for 10. Ultimate lows will be in the low 40s under clear skies. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
We're at 55 in Salt Lake City, 59 in Provo. It's 79 in St. George this afternoon. Sunset comes at 8:01 tonight. KSL News Time 5:12. We go in depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, a photographer in Ireland is offering a window into people's lives as they isolate during Ireland's coronavirus lockdown. Now, she literally takes her pictures from outside at sunset using people's windows as the frame of the photographs. Ruth has photographed 200 households so far. Her series of photos have been published as a book. Now, Ruth telling ABC News that people are now commissioning her to do their portraits.
I think people want to be part of the series because they really do want to look back on 2020, 2021 and not see all the things maybe that they've missed out on, but they want to kind of acknowledge and respect the time that they've been through together. So you want to just kind of immortalize it and go, this was us, that was the time we've lived through, and now it's time to move on.
Now, she says she doesn't tell people how to pose because she wants them to be as natural as possible. She says at first she tried to hurry because she didn't think the lockdown would last as long as it did, and then she found she had plenty of time to take the photos. Jeff?
portraits can seem boring, but these are specifically moving. Yes. Thanks, Maria. KSL News Time 5:14. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, Governor Spencer Cox, his approval rating just keeps going up. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer has the latest numbers. Kira?
Jeff, the governor's job approval ratings were already high, and they just keep going. The latest Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll shows Governor Spencer Cox has a 66% approval rating. That's up from 63% in February. The Hinckley Institute says every month since he's taken office, the governor's approval ratings have gone up, and disapprovals are staying about the same. But the interesting part is the number of people who are unsure about the governor is going down, and those people are now approving of the governor's job. And if you're looking at this from a party standpoint, 70% of Republicans approve of Governor Cox's job, and 64% of Democrats do. So he's really balancing across party lines, Jeff.
All right. Thanks, Kira. Trending on social media, beauty queens behaving like drama queens. The winner of the Mrs. World pageant is accused of attacking the new Mrs. Sri Lanka. Mrs. World is facing charges after ripping the crown off Mrs. Sri Lanka's head, complaining that all contestants are supposed to be married and the new Mrs. Sri Lanka is divorced. Mrs. World has now been arrested and is the prettiest married woman in jail. The point is, beauty pageants are an ugly business. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Secretary of the Interior wraps up her two-day visit to national monuments in southern Utah. The president is considering restoring the monuments to their previous size, and the secretary says this trip was a meaningful one. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, expect low-flying jets over Ogden tomorrow afternoon. Hill Air Force Base says some of its F-35s will fly over Weber State's home football game ahead of kickoff at 1 p.m. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a crash northbound I-15 prior to 6 South in Salt Lake City, blocking the center and left lanes of traffic, causing big backups to 33rd South and growing. And then southbound I-15 delays continue Woods Cross to Warm Springs Road due to a crash blocking the center and right lanes. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
50s and sunshine today, even warmer tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 55 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. He says he's innocent, but the House Ethics Committee wants to make sure, so it's opened an investigation into a Florida congressman.
The House Ethics Committee says it will look into a number of rules and laws Matt Gaetz may have violated in connection with a federal investigation on whether he paid to have sex and travel with underaged women. The Ethics Committee will also look into charges that Congressman Gaetz shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor, may have taken campaign money for personal use, or accepted money or gifts not allowed as a House member.
ABC's Andy Field. President Biden's released his $1.5 trillion federal budget wish list.
I've already spoken to some of my Republican colleagues about dealing with the infrastructure legislation we have up there, as well as other budget items.
It all accounts more money for things like health care and housing. The chief medical examiner for Hennepin County, Minnesota, on the witness stand today in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Dr. Andrew Baker conducted the autopsy on George Floyd, concluding it was caused by restraint and neck compression and not, as the defense questioned, a heart condition or drug use.
Mr. Floyd's use of fentanyl did not cause the subdural or neck restraint. His heart disease did not cause the subdual or the neck restraint.
Chauvin, seen on video with his knee on Floyd's neck, has pleaded not guilty. The York County, South Carolina coroner's office will work with Boston University to test Philip Adams's brain for the cognitive disorder CTE. The former pro football player is accused of killing six people at a South Carolina home this week before taking his own life. Evacuations are underway in parts of the Caribbean island of St. Vincent, where the volcano is erupting, sending ash and lava into the air. That's what it sounds like. Several cruise ships are offshore on standby, ready to assist in the evacuation in the coming days. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. Salt Lake City is the first in the country and maybe the world to certify all of its first responders as sensory inclusive. Utah Jazz forward Joe Ingles has been very vocal about his son Jacob's autism diagnosis, and he issued a statement this afternoon thanking the city for taking this seriously.
Hey guys, Renee and I and Culture City are so proud to have collaborated with the mayor and the leadership of Salt Lake City to make the entire first responder department the first sensory inclusive certified first responder department in the entire world. The entire world. All the police, fire, rescue, EMTs, 911 operators were trained on how to help those with sensory needs and invisible disabilities. Obviously, a huge thank you to Mayor Mendenhall and Chief Mike Brown, who were the first ones I contacted about this after the incident that happened. Their quick response and acceptance to want to make Salt Lake a inclusive and safe place. So a huge thank you to you guys. It's a start, and we'll surely have more that we want to do. So thank you to everyone who participated, everyone who helped set this up, and enjoy the day. Thank you.
Police officers and firefighters are being given sensory inclusive bags, which include tools like headphones to help them assist someone on the autism spectrum. KSL News Time 519. Now, emergency traffic. Let's turn it over to Ricky Meese.
We're going to start on the southbound side of I-15, where we've had an earlier rollover crash. Only a left lane of traffic getting by southbound I-15. As you're approaching Warm Springs Road, you're going to see solid delays back to 2600 South Woods Cross. Then northbound I-15, left lane's blocked due to a crash prior to 6 South downtown. Delays have already stacked back past 33rd South, but near 33rd South is a different crash. It is out of traffic to the left. You'll see slowing from that back to 45th. Michelle?
Just a little bit of slowing southbound I-15 as you're going from Midvale into Sandy. Seeing good speeds on I-15 through the rest of Salt Lake into Utah counties. If you're on the 201 freeway, a little slowing. This is between Magna 5600 West, and also a little bit of delay for drivers SR-36 as you're going through Mills Junction and again into Tooele. Steve?
Back to good speeds on northbound I-15, leaving from downtown Salt Lake City into Davis County. Expect delays northbound 15 there from McKaysville Ponds all the way up into Clearfield to 700 South. We even have slowdowns on southbound 15 between the Layton Parkway down into Kaysville. Northbound 89, a little busy there for Fruit Heights, and also from SR 193 up to the I-84 ramp. Southbound 89 slow as well through Uinta, plus overflow southbound delays on the west side belt. This is southbound 215 all the way down to I-80. Get 0% APR and balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, and here's the 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. A beautiful day out there, lots of sunshine, and the warming trend will continue through the weekend. Today we are in the 50s, tomorrow upper 60s, beautiful. We'll dip a bit Sunday back to the mid-50s, and then we're into the 60s to start next week. The changes start rolling in by Tuesday, Wednesday. A low pressure center kind of cuts off and spins over Utah, bringing us a chance for some rain and snow. Temperatures in the 50s starting Tuesday night into Wednesday, drier conditions by the end of the week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And we head into the weekend at 56 degrees in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com, KSL News Time, 522.
So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm the bad guy.
Jeff Kaplan.
Duh.
Only on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.